Maseches Demai, Per Gimel, Mishnah Dalet, 3-4. The next three Mishnayos discuss the question of when one gives his produce to the safekeeping of another person, whether when he gets it back from that person, he can assume it's what he gave them, and therefore not have a problem with Demai all over again if that person were not ne'eman, reliable regarding tithing. We start out with Hamol Chitim Letochen Kusi, Letochen Ama Arts. If a person brings his wheat to a miller, to grind that wheat to make flour. So he'd leave off that wheat kernels with the miller and come back, let's say, the next day to get back his flour. Yeah. So can you trust that the Am Haaretz who gives back the flour is giving the flour from the very wheat that the person deposited with that miller? So the Gemara answers, Bechezkasa l'maestras v'leshvias. Yes, he can. He, the person who dropped off the wheat, can assume that when he gets back, is flour that came from the very wheat that he gave, and therefore he need not tithe it a second time. The reason why he can believe it is because if the miller would switch his wheat with another person's wheat, that would be stealing. And there's no reason to assume that an Ama Aretz is dishonest and would steal your wheat. Therefore, he can be believed. I gloss over a few pieces in the Mishnah here, let me just go back to them. The first is the Kusi. So Kusi is being lumped together with Am Haaretz. A Kusi is in English the Samaritan. The Kusim were people who were brought in after the Assyrian exile in the time of Bais Rishon. There are people to repopulate the land in the north of Israel, in Samaria. They were brought in and they were not Jewish, but they ended up converting to be Jews in the wake of ongoing attacks by lions. And therefore those Kusim thought it must be that the local god was disappointed with them, and they could win that local god's favor by converting to the local god's religion and save themselves from the lions. So they converted to become Jewish. And therefore, throughout the Mishnaic period, these Kusim are considered to be Jews, but with a big question mark lurking over their heads. The reason why is because the Kusim seem to be rather lax regarding their observance of Torah Shabbat Peh mitzvahs. They just kept the Torah Shabbat Chasav, the written Torah mitzvahs. And therefore, the Rambam are always not quite certain how to treat them in terms of their conversion. Later, in the middle of the Talmudic period after this Mishnah was written, it was discovered that on Har Gerizim, which is where they did their special prayers, they had a idol in the shape of a dove. And as soon as the rabbis realized that, so they treated the Kusim to be generic idolaters of the Avodah Zarah and not in the category of Jewish Am Haaretz. But in any case, in our Mishnah, we were treating the Kusi as being an Am Haaretz. Now, the second thing I glossed over in the Mishnah is that the punchline said you can rely that what you get back from the miller is wheat that you deposited by him just now in the shape of flour, with respect to two areas of halacha, both maestras as well as shvias. Shvias is the Shemitah produce, the seventh year of the seven-year cycle, and that comes with many restrictions. So let's say it's Shemitah time, but you deposited was wheat that wasn't yet having Kedusha Shvias. Do you have to be afraid that maybe what you're getting back is flour with Kedusha Shvias? The answer is, if the miller is an Am Haaretz or a Kusi, you do not need to be afraid that what he gave you was not what you deposited with him and he performed the old switcheroo. On the other hand, says the Mishnah, the Tochen Nachri, if the miller is a non-Jew, another Girsos have it as being Ovid of Arazara, he's an idolater, so then what you get back from that miller is Demai. That is to say, we are afraid that non-Jews or Ovdei Avodah Zarah, idolaters, are suspect of performing the old switcheroo and giving you wheat from someone else's flour. Although that, of course, is really theft, they didn't necessarily have a compunction against doing that. And therefore, if the miller is not Jewish, you have to be afraid that he switched your wheat with someone else's wheat and that other person was an Am Haaretz. And therefore, even though the wheat kernels that you gave for grinding were totally masukan, they were not at all tevel or demai, they were totally ready to eat, when you get it back from the miller who's not Jewish, you have to be afraid that it has come from someone else's wheat and he just didn't care about giving you flour from someone else's batch and the other person was an Am Haaretz and the other person's Am Haaretz wheat is therefore got a din of demai. The next case, the Mishnah. Hamavkid peirosav etzel hakusi o etzel Am Haaretz. If a person just deposited, let's say by his next door neighbor, you know, for safekeeping, his food, his produce, with his next door neighbor who was either an Am Haaretz or a Kusi, then bechezkas l'maaseh v'leshvias, similar to the previous clause of the Mishnah, you can assume that what you get back from your Am Haaretz or kusi watchman is the very stuff you gave. You don't have to be afraid that there was some switcheroo, because again, switcheroo would be theft. Why would you think this is different in the first case? So the answer is, for starters, there's a good reason why the miller would want to be more scrupulous regarding how he treated your stuff. And that is because he has a business to run. He has a reputation which could get ruined if you find out that he is, you know, not being honest or giving you stuff that isn't yours. And therefore, you might have thought that the miller has a better reason to be scrupulous than a regular ma'aretz or kusi, and therefore they're less reliable as just generic watchmen. But the answer is no, they're equally reliable. On the other hand, the Mishnah says, Eitzel ha-Nachri, if the person who deposited your stuff for safekeeping was a generic either non-Jew or idolater, different yourselves again, Kepero Sav, you treat what you get back from that watchman, that non-Jewish watchman, as if it were his own produce. What that means is, let's select the Rambam for starters, keep it simple. The Rambam holds that the halacha, produce that's grown in Eretz Yisrael by non-Jews, is exempt from tithing. That would be qualified if the person who did the growing was not Jewish, but the person who did the Gemar Malacha, the finishing of the processing, was Jewish. In such an event, the produce is once again required to be tithed. So Kipirosa means, however the halachas shake out, you have to assume that what you get back from the non-Jew who is safeguarding your stuff is not the stuff you gave to him, that it's his own stuff, and we have the leniencies as appropriate in that case. Now, Rabbi Shimon Omer Damai. Rabbi Shimon says, no, you can't assume that the switcheroo happened between your stuff and the non-Jewish guardian stuff. He says you have to be afraid that your stuff comes from a Jewish Am Haaretz, and therefore it has a din of Damai. Now, the Tanakhama never thought that, because the Tanakhama reasons that this person is not a professional wheat guardian. He's just someone, your next door neighbor or whatever it is. And where in the world would he come up with other sacks of wheat to exchange from other Amorites? Like, why would he have such a thing? And therefore, you assume if it came from anyone else, it came from him directly. But Shimon says, no, listen, if it's good enough to be a guardian for your wheat, very possibly your next or other next door neighbor who was Amorites also asked him to watch his wheat. And the first switcheroo did happen. However, the halacha is like the Tanakhama, meaning we're not afraid that there's another third party mixed in here with the wheat. It's just assumed that it's very possible that the wheat that was deposited by the non-Jewish watchman is the non-Jewish watchman stuff, possibly, and would carry potential chumrah as the halachas would warrant.